What if the very thing destroying your peace of mind could be conquered with techniques so simple they seem almost too obvious? A young Warren Buffett once stood paralyzed by social anxiety, unable to speak in public without trembling. Today, he credits a set of practical principles for transforming his life, principles that have helped millions break free from the grip of worry. The truth is, anxiety doesn't discriminate. CEOs and college students, celebrities and stay-at-home parents, we all wrestle with the same mental demons. Yet most of us treat worry as an inevitable burden rather than a conquerable habit. What makes certain approaches to anxiety so transformative isn't their complexity, but their radical practicality. They don't ask us to adopt elaborate philosophical systems or undergo years of therapy. Instead, they offer concrete techniques that anyone can implement immediately, regardless of background or circumstance. Ocean liners use watertight compartments. When one floods, steel doors seal it off, saving the ship. This engineering marvel is your mental survival blueprint. Medical student William Osler discovered transformative wisdom. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what clearly lies at hand. He became his generation's most renowned physician, teaching students to live in day-tight compartments. We live everywhere except the present. Yesterday's mistakes replay endlessly. Tomorrow's uncertainties shadow today's sunshine. Edward Evans, drowning in $200,000 debt, reached death's door from worry. His turning point? Surrendering anxieties about the uncontrollable. Focusing solely on each day's work, he eventually became company president. This wisdom spans cultures. Greeks embraced life's flux. Romans urged carpe diem. Jesus taught against worrying about tomorrow. Each morning, mentally seal iron doors on yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's uncertainties. This isn't denial, it's strategic focus, channeling finite energy where it actually makes a difference. When Willis Carrier faced a catastrophic $20,000 loss in 1909, he developed a systematic approach he'd used successfully for 3 decades while revolutionizing the air conditioning industry. Step one, determine the absolute worst that could happen. Carrier faced potential job loss and massive company losses. Most people skip this step, allowing imagination to conjure undefined horrors far worse than reality. Step two, mentally accept that worst-case scenario. Carrier told himself his company could absorb the loss and he could find another position. This acceptance creates emotional freedom. Once you face the worst, panic loses its grip. Step three, calmly work to improve upon the worst. With anxiety gone, Carrier realized $5,000 in additional equipment would solve the problem, turning disaster into profit. The formula works because it forces decisive action, the ultimate antidote to worry. A New York businessman overcame blackmail by accepting possible scandal, then exposing the scheme. Earl Haney, diagnosed with incurable ulcers, accepted death and traveled the world. By accepting the worst, he returned 90 pounds heavier and completely cured.
Worry devastates both mind and body. A Depression-era woman developed severe arthritis within weeks of losing her home. Another patient developed 9 cavities in 3 weeks while worrying about his wife's illness. Chronic anxiety triggers overactive thyroid, making victims tremble as their body roars away at full blast, potentially burning out. Heart disease claimed 2 million American civilian lives during World War II, 1 million from worry-induced cases. Doctors died from heart failure 20 times more often than farm workers. Yet hope exists. Olga Jarvie, condemned to die of cancer, refused to worry and forced herself to smile through treatments. Her mental attitude helped create one of the miracle cures of cancer. Those maintaining inner peace amid chaos develop immunity against nervous diseases. The question isn't whether worry affects your body, it's whether you'll act before damage becomes irreversible. Nature abhors a vacuum, especially in the mind. When thoughts aren't occupied constructively, worry rushes in. A Chicago housewife conquered anxiety about her soldier son by taking a demanding retail job. Admiral Byrd, alone for 5 months at the South Pole, carefully scheduled every task to maintain sanity. The remedy? Stay constructively occupied. Dismiss trivial annoyances rather than letting them poison your happiness. Life is too short for small irritations. The Law of Averages offers another weapon. Lloyd's of London built their empire on this truth. Feared disasters rarely occur. One woman reduced anxiety by 90% simply by asking, "By the law of averages, will this happen?" When facing the inevitable, accept it. Trees resisting ice storms break, while evergreens survive by bending. The Serenity Prayer captures this wisdom. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Finally, stop trying to saw sawdust, worrying about the unchangeable past. Analyze mistakes, learn from them, and move forward. William James discovered we can change feelings by changing actions. The sovereign voluntary path to cheerfulness is to sit up cheerfully and to act and speak as if cheerfulness were already there. This is behavioral psychology, not positive thinking. Smiling, standing tall, and singing makes depression physically impossible. One man with a death sentence from nephritis and high blood pressure decided to act cheerful despite his condition. This mental shift improved his family's happiness and ultimately saved his life. Resentment destroys well-being. Former NYC Mayor William Gaynor said, "Every night, I forgive everything and everybody." Don't expect gratitude. It must be cultivated like roses, while ingratitude grows like weeds. A man walking dejectedly to borrow money after losing his business encountered a cheerful, legless man on a wheeled platform. This transformed his perspective. If this man could be happy without legs, he could certainly be grateful. Authenticity brings peace. One woman transformed from suicidal shyness to fulfillment after realizing she'd created her own misery trying to fit inauthentic patterns. When life hands you lemons, make lemonade. A woman stranded near the Mojave Desert initially despaired, then befriended natives, studied desert flora, and wrote a novel about her experiences. Helping others cures melancholy. It's impossible to worry about ourselves while genuinely absorbed in helping others.
Worry is a habit broken through consistent practice, not pills or apps. One businessman faced 6 simultaneous crises: collapsing business, son in military service, home appropriation, dry well, transportation troubles, and inability to afford his daughter's education. 18 months later, not one materialized. Spiritual connection often creates powerful transformations. J.C. Penney, after building a retail empire, faced financial ruin following the 1929 crash. Suffering severe depression and believing he wouldn't survive until morning, he heard a chapel hymn that instantly freed him from worry for life. Your mind is either your greatest ally or most formidable enemy. The choice is made repeatedly, moment by moment. Will you live in daytight compartments? Face your worst fears directly? Protect your body from anxiety's assault? Fill your mind with constructive activity and service to others? These aren't philosophical questions. They're daily practices separating those who thrive from those who merely survive. The techniques exist. The evidence is overwhelming. The only remaining question is whether you'll begin today.